How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello, and welcome to Like Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Oh, well, we are speaking to you from some hotel in New York City, where we've been for Pride. Oh, what a time it's been, Susie.
It has been great. So, should we start with the Pride flight?
Well, yes. I'm just looking out the window, and like, the view here is so incredible. It's like, you know,
it's a concrete jungle where dreams are made of.
I think it could be where dreams are made of. And God, as I started doing this, I think I'm still drunk. Anyway, let's start with the Pride flight. We got here by this flight, didn't we?
Yeah, so Virgin had a plane that was just super gay.
Was not many virgins on it.
Oh, no, I think I'm very surprised there were any.
I would be.
Except for that family that booked onto the wrong flight. So, Jodie Harsh was DJing.
Oh, yes.
She's great.
Yeah, really great.
Every time I've spoken, I don't know her at all. She's just got no clue about anything about me. I'm sure she's a huge fan. But she's always really charming. I also love how avant-garde her hair and her makeup is. Like,
yes.
I know drag queens
she's really strong.
But her hair is,
yeah,
I mean, like a whole bee's, like a bird's nest, not bee's nest,
like,
not
like a
hive.
A whole bee's nest.
Like a whole beehive. But I mean, it's a cross between a beehive and a bird's nest.
Yes.
And I'm really pro that.
Yeah, you've always been very pro that.
So she was DJing.
I don't remember what was happening. There was a lot of drinking. Everyone
so
talking.
Much drinking. We hung out in first class.
We broke into first class. I would not have been happy if I had paid for first class and I had
loads of slags like us dancing around.
Coming up to talk to everybody. And then we did, I think they made us do bingo because they were like, there was like,
I'd completely forgotten about bingo.
Oh, really? Yeah. It was basically, they needed us to focus, I think, because they put enough booze on the flight to go to Las Vegas twice.
Yeah.
And we drank it all within 3 hours. Not us, although it did feel like that a bit.
The next day. Oh. So, it was a flight to remember.
Well, not, apparently.
Yeah, that's the thing. So there were a family on board who had a teenage son who'd just come out, and they were taking him to Pride. Imagine,
so lovely.
Imagine being 15 and your mum and dad being like, yeah, not only are we so cool that you're gay, but like your mum and dad to be like, you know, we're going to take you to World Pride.
I mean, what a trip. And it was like a trip of a lifetime.
It was. And then when I started thinking about that on the plane, I cried.
Oh, Susie gets very emotional.
I get really emotional at Pride. I almost cried yesterday when that woman was marching with her trans grandson wearing the trans Pride colours. I cried then.
People brought out water for the people marching and you started crying.
Okay, so I think this is fair. And I'm too emotional around Pride. I appreciate that. But
very emotional.
So we were marching. They were marching. We were watching next to a big church.
Yeah.
And people from the church were bringing out cups of water. Like, non-gay... Well, I don't know if they were gay. They didn't seem gay.
We didn't test them.
But they were... They had on their church T-shirts that had a rainbow on the back, and they were bringing out water to everybody so that they didn't dehydrate whilst they were enjoying the parade.
Yes.
And, yeah, I cried.
So cried.
I couldn't get over anything.
Absolutely cried.
But I think it's because I spent so many years being like, I can't go to Pride, I can't be a proud person, I'm not proud of who I am, why should I be proud of me?
I remember even like when I came out, which was a huge surprise to everybody.
Of course.
And then I wanted to go to Pride, I had no one to go with.
Yeah.
And also I went on my own and it was all like a bit miserable. I remember it raining, like a rainy London Pride, and I talked to a man because he had an umbrella, but he wasn't that friendly either. It was all quite sad. But I feel like...
But I remember being like... I remember saying things that I cringe about now. I'm like, I don't know why we need Pride. It's fine. Like, why are you proud? Like, you're just gay.
You're just gay. Get over it.
But now, obviously, I've had...
Susie was actually a homophobic bully. I was. She used to be there.
Like, I beat Tom up twice.
Church slogans. Yeah, she beat me up.
I was in the Westboro Baptist Church for years.
She loved it.
No, but I just... I was very down on it. And I think it was because I had sort of some internalised homophobia, sure. But now I'm so into Pride.
She's into it.
I'm into it.
She's into it.
And I cried a lot.
I think it is... I mean, it is... Well, so we landed on Friday.
Yes.
We had a lovely day on Saturday. What did we do?
I don't really remember.
Oh, we walked around.
Oh, we went to my friend's 13 Lily's house. Kilometres.
Yeah, we walked. We stepped.
Oh, yeah, we did, like, what, 25,000 steps or something,
25,000 miles or something we walked.
Yeah, we did 25,000 miles. We walked to Pittsburgh.
We walked to Pittsburgh and back. And then we had brunch with my friend. Then we went for a drink.
Oh, we had a lovely brunch.
Yeah.
So you have a friend who's so lovely.
My friend Lily.
Oh, she's so great. I'd never met her before, but because you've known her for so long, you know, when you have a friend of a friend that you're like, well, I feel like I know you.
Oh, she's such a great
And she's so easy to get on with. She did a brunch. Her father has an apartment that overlooks...
sort of...
the village.
Yeah.
That was lovely. Met some really nice guys.
Some nice
gay guys.
Who were in from San Francisco, and they were all... they called themselves the Late Bloomers because they didn't come out until they were, like... in their 50s, they were married, some of them.
Yeah, I think all of them were married to women, and I think all of them have children.
Yeah.
And they were late bloomers, and they've all come out much later. Well, not much later, later than some of us.
Later than... it doesn't matter.
No.
You arrive at the
party. And they all found each other...
they all found each other.
On Instagram.
I don't know if that was the app they used, but yes.
That's what they kept saying, it was Instagram. Listen, it might not have been. But it was...
I just met somebody. Yeah.
Sort of lovely.
Like that time I met somebody on Grindr and he told everyone that we met in an antique bookshop.
Who was that?
It doesn't matter. It's a long time ago.
An antique bookshop. That's quite on brand for you, though.
That was quite on brand for me.
Were you reading Little Women?
Yes, I was. I was reading A Guide to Anal Sex.
I bought you that for Christmas.
I know, I went there to sell it.
Well, I finished this.
I completed it. Yes, so we met them, those nice old gays, and then we went to...
And then we went to the Stonewall Inn.
Then we went to the Stonewall Inn. Very busy around there.
Very, as you can imagine, picture. Couldn't get near.
Couldn't get near
it. Then we saw the Dykes on Bikes, who... I don't know if I can reach out to any Dykes on Bikes via the podcast.
Susie,
I'm a huge fan.
For, okay.
I'm a huge fan of Dykes on Bikes. I'd really like to get on the back of someone's bike. That's not a euphemism.
I mean, you say that.
I'd like to meet them in an antiques bookshop.
Oh,
if you get my meaning.
Oh, fine. You'd like to be on their sidecar.
Oh, I think they're so cool when they're in their leathers. And they're always like quite... A lot of them seem to be like slightly older women who are really cool, who are like really right on.
Oh, yes. Oh, sure.
They seem very cool. So we saw some of them.
Yeah. And then we went... and then we went to a party at the top of the World Trade... One World Trade.
Yeah, that was amazing.
It was really... yeah, that was a really great view.
The view was incredible.
We should also point out that a lot of the time no one really wanted to talk to us.
I mean...
so we just sat in the corner near the buffet. That was nice.
It was so funny. So the whole flight over, Tom and I are like... this is so great. Like, look at us. Look at us, what we're doing now. Look at how far we've come. You know, remember those days when we were playing those dog shit dive bars around London?
Sorry if you're listening.
If you're annoyed, you know the PO box.
Please do right in.
And so we were like, and now we're at this party with all of these cool people. And Munro Bergdorf was there, and M&EK, and...
nobody wanted to talk
Jodie
to us.
Jodie Harsh.
No one wanted to talk to us.
People were not into us.
We were sat in the corner... with some chicken.
Yeah.
Which I actually thought was delicious.
The food was actually very good.
There's mushrooms. I've never had mushrooms.
Really
like
nice,
that.
Yeah.
I mean, classic response to a Pride event.
Also, we then realised that was maybe why people weren't that interested in talking to us, because we kept bringing up the mushrooms.
Maybe that's not interesting to some people, but...
sure.
We can't talk about anal sex all the time.
You know, some of us have other interests.
Oh, and then we got up yesterday, we went to the camp exhibition at the Metropolitan Museum.
Yeah, I was quite hungover.
Yes, you were quite hungover, weren't you, Susie?
I had to
tell the people what happened.
I
because bearing in mind the night before, like I'd said, we had that party turned into another party.
Oh yes, we went to that party. That party finished about 11.
Walked around the dark room with some gays, which was more of a dance floor. But you saw some things, I think.
I didn't see any willies, but I saw people in like with just a very small piece of cloth over it.
Oh, I see. What, like a Like a ghost.
Like a ghost dick.
Yeah, like a ghost penis. Yeah. So we were quite delicate yesterday. Well,
yeah, I was very delicate. But I did that terrible thing where I woke up, I think I was still a little tipsy.
Sure.
Had a big breakfast. Went to an exhibition at the Met.
Of course. She can always run around with me.
I had to go and sit in a room with all the Monets.
Yeah.
Started doing, like, show me the Monets.
Yeah,
puns.
We did great puns that on
didn't,
that.
It didn't really fly with anyone other than us two.
Yeah.
And then had to excuse myself to the bathroom to throw up.
Yeah, when you said to your mum earlier on the phone, oh, I went to the Metropolitan Museum and threw up, and then you went, not near anything. I think the idea of you being... Imagine if you just vomed on...
That was my fear.
...artifact.
Yeah, if I'd like...
a Monet.
Or like a Picasso.
Those Monets are probably worth, like...
hundreds of millions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
And all those sculptures.
I mean, a lot of it's quite, you know, smudgy, so you can...
A lot of it's quite smudgy. Also, a lot of those sculptures missing loads of bits, like, no head, no arms, no legs,
it's not
good, torso.
It's not, what's the point? It's not a statue, is it?
I mean, we did a lot of that. Oh, she's handy with no hands, he's legless. A lot
yeah,
of that. Again,
of that.
No one really picking up what
no
you're putting down.
No one was interested.
Turns out people don't want...
Puns. And maybe this is why mushroom chat.
At the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Anyway, look, guys, we've all been there. I was a little sick, sure.
She was a little delicate, but we got through it.
I was sick, and do you know what? I felt heaps better. And
after
then...
the second time, you felt much better.
Thank you, Tom.
And then, oh, careful,
oh,
don't spill your
coffee.
And then we went down to the parade, which was, like, at that point, so many people just, like, trying to get near it. There were police blocks. It was quite stressful, I would say. Then we walked down.
Really stressful.
I think the best thing was when we walked down into the village and we watched from there.
Yeah, we met that guy that we bumped into the night before.
Yeah.
He was so friendly and he had a really good spot and he like squeezed us in so we could see right at the front. He was so sweet. He was like a big old bear. I liked him.
He was
a big old bear.
He was definitely a big old bear. And then, and then we went back to freshen up, nap. And then we went out again. We tried to go and see a music concert, but we turned away.
Oh, yeah, that was...
We're very popular.
We're hugely popular.
Hugely influential people.
We met some of Mel C's backing dancers the night before. They were like, come down, it'll be fine, we'll squeeze you in. So we get there before them, like two little needy bitches waiting. Like, oh, hi, guys, we're here.
It was like almost famous, but worse.
Yeah, and then they turned around and they were like, sorry, there's no room.
Yeah.
Which did feel like a kick.
A bit of a... The bollocks.
Sure.
But what were we going to say?
The tits.
Oh.
Sure.
Kicking the tits. Who can get up that? Well, there's drag queens.
That's the thing, the drag queens. They've got
dance.
A heels, B,
they can
the
dance.
Extension in the leg.
Yes, great leg extension. Oh. So we left there and then we went to see, well, then we went to a piano bar, which I remember my friend Nate plays in. Popped in on by chance to see if he was working.
He was.
We went there.
That was fun.
We witnessed that couple having a bit next to us. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Really, like, alpha-y, sort of A-gays sat there.
Yeah, that's a really great way of describing them. A-gays. Really handsome, American.
Maybe a bit of work.
No, their age could be anything.
Yeah.
From 20 to 52.
Yeah, literally. Chiseled, like... Good head of hair, broad-shouldered.
Very broad-shouldered, quite squarey.
Quite squarey,
as a person. Not square as in boring, square as in your actual body shape looks like two squares.
Exactly. Investment banker.
Quite short shorts.
Short shorts to show everything off.
A vest.
Right. We get it, you're perfect.
Yeah.
And then
he'd had an argument with his boyfriend.
So he wasn't perfect, yeah.
No, then he...
He refused to pick up a phone call from... The boyfriend left him there on his own.
Yeah, he refused to pick up a phone call from him. Then he said, do you know what, guys? I'm just going to join you tonight. Which I thought was very...
Impertinent.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
We weren't really into him.
No, and also he gatecrashed our conversation and then started talking about himself. And I'm like, I don't find you as interesting as you think I should.
Yeah.
Like, you're obviously very used to men being, like, fawning over you.
Yes.
But I'm not, sorry.
Yes, I think...
Like, bring something to the table. Like, we're always keen to, like, chat to people.
We love chatting.
That lovely guy from Dallas who we met later on in the night.
Oh, so we went for something to eat, and then we came
at Joe Allen's.
At Joe Allen's, which used to be in London. Which is in London, I think, but it's in a different location. But we went there, then we came back to the piano bar. Don't Tell Mama is the name of it. And...
we sat near the front this time, that was great.
We sat near the front, and I got absolutely trashed.
Absolutely
slagged. Like... I mean, disgusting. Like, that poor girl was trying to sing, and I started shouting about blowjobs.
Happy
Pride. I don't know if I... Happy Pride, everybody. Did I actually shout over her?
No, it was more in the moments in between the words.
I'm great at deep throating, is that what I said?
Something like that.
Well, that's nice, that's gone on the podcast as well.
Then we had to leave.
Then we had to leave. Susie said, you're drunk. And I was like, I'm not that drunk. And you said, you're slurring your words.
You're really slurring your words.
But then we left.
And then Tom, and I don't think, dear listener, it will surprise anyone to hear this, but she's a chatty Cathy.
When I've had a drink.
When she hasn't had a drink.
When I haven't had a drink.
So we were both dressed quite mad.
Oh yeah, I had Susie's trousers on.
So Tom had a pair of H&M high-waisted
floral pants.
Floral trousers on. I had a floral jumpsuit on.
Well, so my white blazer that I just bought with the brassy buttons.
Which is also my new drag name, Brassy Buttons.
The blazer reminds me of Patricia Routledge in Keeping Up Appearances.
Yes, I like that.
It's the main style influence I've had.
Yeah, I like that a lot. I also feel like it could be the sort of thing that Honor Blackman might wear.
Yes, I think
for like an evening with Honor Blackman.
Yeah, she would definitely wear something like that—a nasty white blazer with a rolled up, maybe a rolled up sleeve.
But I think she'd wear like a maybe some sort of like roll neck underneath it.
Oh yes, to keep off the chill.
Oh.
What?
Tell you what else we haven't discussed.
What?
In that club, Monster, on Saturday night.
Yes.
I'm dancing, having a lovely time. There was a girl next to me dancing, being a little flirty. Look, we all know me. I'm very settled down. I'm chatty, sure. But I was like, oh, hi, how are you?
Oh.
And then she realised that I had an engagement ring on, so she was like, oh, okay. And anyway, we got chatting, and then she tried to be flirty by saying, I have a thing for older women.
Oh, my God, I forgot about this. Oh my God. How old was
that? Is the last time I'm wearing a twin set to a club.
That is the last time. That's funny. How old was she?
19. She was too young to be in there. She's like, don't tell anyone. And then I got them some free drinks. Because I'm a hero. She was with her. I thought they were like adorable. They were both 19. They were both in their sophomore year.
Oh.
And they'd both recently come out. Oh. And she was with her male best friend, who was a gay guy, and he was just like, they were just really sweet. They were like, I can't believe you've come from London. Oh my God, that's so cool. You're like, oh, it's just a flight.
It's just a flight. We do it all the time.
But they were so sweet. And I was like, I don't know, they were just so thrilled to be out and to be gay. I think it was their first pride.
Right. So it's time to start. Well,
until they told me that I was old.
An old woman. But then, I mean, I suppose we are older. How old are you, Susie?
104. I'm 33.
14 years. It feels like a long time.
Oh, I had my period before she was born.
Thank you.
I don't want to be on a TV show called, like, Age Gap Love. That's not my vibe.
Remarkable. But I feel like there's a lot. I mean, I think people look up to us. That's the thing. People look up
to us.
Well,
we say that, and then we can't get backstage at MLC concert.
Can't get backstage fucking nowhere. No, it was very... It's been a wonderful time. Although then that woman said to you, like, oh, can you believe some people actually paid to go on that flight?
And we paid.
Did no one else pay?
Oh, yeah, because we were with lots of journalists, which made us a bit scared that we were like, oh, we're on holiday.
Yeah. I want to get drunk. Stop. And say stupid things.
Yeah, like she tried to interview me when I was drunk. Well, actually, she came over to me and said, so should I know who you are?
Oh.
Which, let me tell you, is not a great way to start a conversation with anyone. First of all, I don't assume that people should know who I am. But
it's...
just say, oh, hi, what do you do?
Yeah.
Hi, are you having a nice evening?
But
just
be clever,
starting it by saying, should I know who you are?
Oh, rude.
So I just went, well, no, probably not, because you don't.
Yeah, that's a good one. They don't know how to respond to that.
She was actually very nice. But I felt everyone's been very nice.
Everyone's been very nice, except no one really wants to know us.
No, really, except thank God we've got each other.
Thank God, otherwise we would just be, like, rattling around. All these A-gays,
that's the thing, I think... I never feel like an A-gay. We met those YouTube girls, Rose and Rosie.
Oh, yes.
They were actually quite charming.
Yeah, very nice.
They just make videos about their lives and put them on the internet.
I mean, imagine having this with pictures.
imagine how good we look.
Imagine if you can imagine how I sound.
How you look by how you sound.
By how I can't even speak.
You can't even speak
anymore. I don't know if I'm still drunk. No, I'm not drunk.
I don't think you're drunk.
I think I'm just tired and hungover.
We're so tired because we've walked so much.
We walked so much. And also, when I came back, that I fell asleep in my clothes and in your trousers.
Tom slept in a full suit.
Yes, which is...
And with trainers on. Because he was wearing a suit with trainers, like, our dear friend, our best friend.
Our best friend.
Our idol. My love. Ellen DeGeneres.
It was basically, I was Ellening it up. And then it just all got too much. And we came back. Susie had to bring me back.
I didn't have to bring you back. But
no,
I had to be. I had to be a bit of a stern mum, which I then had to apologise for this morning.
No, never apologise.
It's like, Tom, I'm sorry, I do think we should go. Why? Because it's closed. There's like 7 people left in here and they're clearly trying to get us
to
leave.
Did I say goodbye to Nate?
Yeah, we both did, but really briefly.
Oh, he was...
No, because I don't think you should have spoken to him. He was still playing. He said, bye, Tom, it was great to see you on the mic. And you waved. And you were like, oh, I'll be in touch.
That's friendly, isn't it?
Very friendly.
Like it was an interview. I'll be in touch. We'll let you know about the position. But then we met people on the way back.
Well, yeah, because you're a chatty Cathy.
All these lovely memories, which
we were wearing
our
natty outfits.
If you wear something, that's it.
It's people are like, oh, I love how you're dressed. You're from London. Oh, my God, your accent is so cute.
London. We're from London.
Then we met a really beautiful, very tall boy who was a go-go dancer.
He was so tall.
He was so tall.
He could have been the pole.
He could have been the pole. He was practicing his Sheffield accent on us because he's American.
Oh, yeah, he's doing...
But he's going to audition for Everybody's Talking About Jamie next week.
Yeah.
Which I was like, I really hope you get it. And then he gave me a massive cuddle. He was so lovely.
What did I do at that point? Just like lean against a tree?
No, you were talking to his mate. I don't know what you were saying to him.
Oh, God.
But luckily his friend was just the journalist for the Mail, so it's
fine.
He was with a friend from Guatemala. Do you remember talking to him?
Oh, no.
Because you were like, oh, Guatemala.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I'm a very interesting person. I think we've covered everything. I think we've updated the listeners on everything.
I think maybe we'll do... I mean, maybe we'll do one on the flight?
That's a good
Would
idea.
Would that be fun?
Might be a bit noisy.
Or
but...
the cab home from the airport.
That's an even
maybe
better
we'll
idea.
Maybe we'll do New York part deux.
Yes. We've got one last day. We're looking out at it now. We're going to go find somewhere for breakfast. And just
go and get amongst it. And maybe have a little look around the shops. And just have...
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that we've given you a little insight into World Pride. I wish we could say that we felt like we were the coolest girls in town, but unfortunately, we were still us in New York.
We were still us. It didn't make any difference.
That's the thing that you find out as you get older. Wherever you are, you're still you there.
It's awful. It doesn't get better.
It does get better. It does get better.
But we managed to get worse.
But I think Tom's quite hungover.
Yeah.
I think you need some food.
Yeah, let's go get some.
Do you want to go and be sick in the Met?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
And puke in a museum.
Okay, great. Okay, bye.
Bye for now, everyone. Bye, 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 bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian, and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.